This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Government presents economic survey for the current fiscal year in federal parliament. Economy estimated to expand by 3.85%. This year's Sagarmatha Samitir's summit highlights global cooperation for protection of the Himalayas and Everest region. National Human Rights Commission recommends legal action against those found responsible for rights violation during Gen Z protest. And Israel issues evacuation order for swaths of southern Lebanon. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Dr. Sonim Wagle has presented the economic survey for the fiscal year 82-83 Bikram Sambat in meetings of both the houses of the Federal Parliament. The survey projects the economy to grow by 3.85% in the current fiscal year, higher than the estimated global economic growth rate of 3.1%. The size of the national economy is estimated to reach 6.6 trillion rupees, while per capita gross national income is expected to rise to $1,535. According to the report, agriculture is projected to contribute 24% to the GDP, while non-agriculture sectors will account for 76%. The survey states that inflation remains under control, foreign exchange reserves are strong, and remittance inflows increased by 37.7% to 1.45 trillion rupees. However, the government has identified weak capital expenditure, widening trade deficit, rising public debt, and sluggish private sector lending as key economic challenges. Meanwhile, the National Assembly has unanimously approved proposals seeking consideration of the election of the members of the House of Representatives First Amendment Bill 2083 and the Voters' Roll First Amendment Bill 2083. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Swabita Gautam, tabled the two bills in the National Assembly on behalf of the Prime Minister and Home Minister, Balendra Shah. Lawmakers also participated in discussions on the principles of the bill. In the meantime, the government is scheduled to unveil the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Sambat at a joint meeting of both houses of the Federal Parliament at 4 p.m. tomorrow, coinciding with Republic Day. Since the promulgation of the Constitution in 2072 Bikram Sambat, Jyeshta 15 of the Nepali calendar has been fixed as annual date for the presentation of the national budget. The House of Representatives will meet again at 5:30 p.m., while the next meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled for 5:45 p.m. tomorrow. Likewise, the House of Representatives has begun discussions on the principles of the Film Bill 2082 after Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha presented a proposal seeking consideration of the bill. In the same meeting, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Gauri Kumari, informed lawmakers that progress has been made toward resolving problems related to tea exports to India. She said discussions have been held with Indian authorities through the Nepali Embassy in New Delhi to facilitate the resumption of tea exports and expand access to third country markets via India. Similarly, members of the House of Representatives have urged the government to ensure a timely and adequate supply of chemical fertilizers during this year's paddy planting season. During a meeting of the House Committee on Agriculture, Cooperatives and Natural Resources, lawmakers stressed that delays and shortages seen in the previous years should not be repeated. Committee Chairperson Ashok Kumar Chaudhary directed the Agricultural Inputs Company Limited to immediately advance fertilizer procurement so farmers can receive adequate supplies before the peak paddy plantation period. President Ramchandra Paudil has stressed the need for sustainable mountain tourism, responsible mountaineering and conservation of the Himalayan environment. Addressing the Sagarmatha Samitir Summit 2026, organized in honor of the climbers of the Mount Everest from various countries. President Podel said the Mount Everest is not only Nepal's geographical identity, but also a source of national pride and a valuable natural heritage of the world. The president expressed concern over the impacts of global warming, climate change and increasing waste in mountain regions, describing them as a major challenges. President Podel also expressed confidence that the summit would contribute to global dialogue and awareness on the protection of the Himalayas and the Everest region. A total of 176 climbers from 26 countries who successfully summited Mount Everest were honored on the occasion. The National Human Rights Commission, on the occasion of its 26th anniversary celebration yesterday, made public its investigation report on the human rights violations that occurred during the Gen Z movement on September 8 and 9, 2025. The Commission has written to the Government of Nepal recommending implementation of the report and necessary legal action against those found responsible for human rights violations. According to the Commission spokesperson, the report has recommended enacting a new law to initiate action against the then former Prime Minister, former Home Minister and former Information and Communications Minister. The report has also recommended further investigation into the incident in Nokhu prison during the movement and has additionally called for investigation and action against senior officials of the Nepali Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and other security and administrative authorities of the Kathmandu Valley at the time. The Commission has also suggested an investigation into several social media influencers for statements made before and after the protest. Asia-Pacific Regional Representative of the International Telecommunication Union, Kishore Babu Yerabella, met Minister for Information and Communications, Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha, yesterday to discuss Nepal's digital transformation efforts. During the meeting, the two sides discussed digital priorities, inclusive connectivity, and the development of sustainable and accessible information technology. Discussions also covered policy reforms, strengthening regulatory mechanisms and spectrum management. Minister for Health and Food Hygiene Nisa Mehta and Bhutan's Health Minister Tanding Wangchuk have discussed strengthening bilateral cooperation in the health sector during a meeting held in Geneva, Switzerland. The meeting took place on the sidelines of the 79th World Health Assembly organized by the World Health Organization. According to the joint spokesperson of the Health Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, the two ministers stressed the need for mutual collaboration to address common health challenges faced by both countries. Earlier, Minister Mehta had also held bilateral meetings with her Indian and Chinese counterparts on the sidelines of the assembly. Meanwhile, the Health Insurance Board has decided to suspend health insurance services in private hospitals and medical facilities from May 30th, citing a growing financial crisis. Acting Executive Director Sakuntala Prajapati said all non-emergency services provided through private hospitals under the government-run insurance scheme have been halted until further notice. However, emergency services will continue. According to the board, 36 private hospitals had been affiliated with the insurance program. Muslims across the country are celebrating Bakr Eid today with prayers, religious rituals and gatherings at mosques and Eidgahs. The festival is one of the two major festivals of the Muslim community. Devotees gathered at the Nepali Jame Masjid at Darbar Marg and Kashmiri Mosque and other religious sites across the country to offer special prayers and exchange greetings. The government has declared a public holiday today on the occasion of the festival. Likewise, President Ramchandra Podel and Vice President Ram Sahib Prasad Yadav have extended greetings on the occasion of the day. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The Israeli military has issued large-scale evacuation orders for parts of southern Lebanon ahead of renewed strikes against Hezbollah, declaring the affected areas as combat zones. The evacuation order is the largest since the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon came into effect on April 17 and covers around 14% of Lebanese territory. The renewed escalation has raised fears of another large-scale displacement crisis in Lebanon, with humanitarian officials warning that some cities are struggling to accommodate displaced families. The fighting comes amid broader regional tensions linked to ongoing negotiations involving the U.S., Israel, and Iran. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, including the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions, while the Tarai region is likely to experience partly cloudy weather conditions today. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, including Madhes province, and at one or two places in the Tarai region of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Hot day conditions are also likely in the Tarai region of Sudarpashchim and Lumbini provinces today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of westerly winds and local winds along with a low-pressure area near the eastern region of the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 15 to 17 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government presents economic survey for the current fiscal year in federal parliament. Economy estimated to expand by 3.85%. This year's Sagarmatha Samitir's summit highlights global cooperation for protection of the Himalayas and Everest region. National Human Rights Commission recommends legal action against those found responsible for rights violation during Gen Z protests. And Israel issues evacuation order for swaths of southern Lebanon. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.